The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the org and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Some people expect solutions to be expensive to be effective. This is not true. Everyone needs somebody who can be supportive and a guide. You'll find the answers you're looking for and the tools to both find answers and offer solutions on the Dr. Melanie Show. Now, here's your host, Dr. Melanie Barton.
Welcome to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Today is the launch of a partnership with one of my sponsors, Rita Soman, a Psy-K practitioner. She'll have a blurb in my newsletter. She'll be a guest again on one of my upcoming shows. And be sure to click on her banner on my website so you can find out about her upcoming workshops. Her commercial will air during the second break. I also want you to go read my most recent newsletter because you'll find out about my executive producer, my engineer Brad, and some other interesting folks. And I'm going to invite you, the listeners, to join me in an entrepreneurial venture to become either a customer or an associate with the Max International Pharmaceutical Grade Supplement Company. Dr. Bill Greeman will tell us about the company and why we all need the products. Then Mary Cavanaugh, mother of an autistic child and a social worker like me, will tell you how the products have helped your daughter. You might want to take some notes and be sure when it's archived to tell other people about the show. So let's hear first what Dr. Greeman has to say. Today I'm talking with Dr. Bill Greeman, who is in the Max business. He is a diamond level. Is that correct? Is that your
Yes,
official?
Ma'am.
Okay. And that's a temporary level because you continue to grow this business, so it's not going to stay there for very long.
True.
So let's talk about, for our listening audience, why do we have to have glutathione in our body? What's the importance of glutathione?
Well, that's a big question,
yes.
But there's several reasons for it. Probably the most important is that if you don't have glutathione, if you're not producing it, then you're not alive.
Uh-huh.
Because it's as vital as oxygen and water and food. Every cell in your body makes glutathione, and glutathione does a whole host of absolutely wonderful things in the body. Probably the most important to me, as I've studied this over the last few years, is it increases the body's ability to produce energy. Now, in our cells, every cell produces what you might call the gasoline of the cells, which is ATP or adenosine triphosphate. That's what we burn in every cell for energy. Any bit of animation, anything that goes on in any organ, any system, any glands, it's all run because ATP is being used in the cells for fuel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the interesting part is that there is a completely perfect balance between glutathione and ATP in our cells. If I raise glutathione, my cells know that they have to raise, or can raise, rather, ATP, or they have more fuel, so more energy. However, the reverse is not true. So if I raise ATP, which I can do artificially, I can take ATP capsules I can get at a health food store, and my energy levels will increase.
Mm-hmm.
But my glutathione will not increase with it. Now, here's the reason that's vital to know and understand. When I raise ATP, or when I use ATP, it burns like gasoline. There's always an exhaust or a waste left over.
Okay.
It produces heat, and it also produces some free radicals, some pollutants that shouldn't be there. The glutathione in our cells, one of its main functions is to clean up that waste product and to get rid of that inflammation caused by ATP.
Mm-hmm.
So if I raise my glutathione, my body knows, every cell knows, it can make more ATP to come back into perfect balance because the glutathione is there to clean everything up and get rid of the inflammation or the fire or the heat made when when ATP is burned. But if my ATP goes up without the glutathione going up first, it doesn't have that cleanup crew. It doesn't have that fire engine there to put out the fire. And so you can actually damage your cells by only increasing ATP. So it's a beautiful balance between these two elements. Of course, glutathione does much more than that. Glutathione also not just increases your energy, but it also cleans up free radicals, just as it does for after ATP is burned. It does that for anything that's in your cells or in your systems or organs or glands. It's going to go after the free radicals, and it's going to neutralize them. Now, here's the beauty of that. We all know antioxidants are important. I mean, it's the big buzzword for the last few years, and every drink and everything has antioxidants in it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's two kinds of antioxidants. There's the antioxidants are made in nature, you know, in fruits and vegetables and berries and things like that. But then there's antioxidants that are produced by our cells. Well, glutathione is the most powerful of all antioxidants, whether inside or outside the body. So, an example, vitamin C, tremendously powerful element. We all know about vitamin C. Well, vitamin C can neutralize about 5 molecules. One molecule of vitamin C can neutralize about 5 molecules of free radicals in our body.
Mm-hmm.
But glutathione, which is made by all 50 trillion cells we have every moment of every day, it one molecule of glutathione can neutralize hundreds of thousands of free radical molecules.
Hmm.
So I always put it this way. If you're going to go into a war, and we're in a war against free radicals every day, if you're going to go into a war, do you want your soldiers to have 5 bullets or an unlimited supply of bullets against the enemy?
Mm-hmm.
I want the unlimited, and that's glutathione, and that's the beauty. You know, God made our bodies to be just perfect, and glutathione is such a powerful, powerful weapon against free radical activity. But it also needs the other antioxidants that are found in nature. It needs those to function properly. But then every antioxidant we bring in from food must have glutathione to be able to be drawn into the cells. So for us to have the optimal amount of antioxidants, regardless of whether it's glutathione or those we bring in, glutathione has to be present. It has to be there, and it has to be in an amount that can overwhelm the oxidative stress and the free radicals that we deal with every day. Of course, we deal with those from pollution in the air and just the food and the chemicals, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a wonderful, wonderful element in our body. But it does a few more things, too. It also can get rid of heavy metals, helps
mm-hmm.
you sleep. Helps you sleep better. We all need that, right?
Right, yes.
And it helps the mental clarity.
Mm-hmm.
Helps you to be able to think more clearly. It also gets rid of inflammation. Of course, inflammation, as we know, is the basis, it's the foundation of almost every disease. So if you've got, here's what I tell people. A lot of people know me who ask me, what about this disease, this problem, that problem? And I tell them all, you know what? It's not about a specific disease.
Yeah.
If I raise your glutathione level, I am increasing your energy across the board. Every cell, every organ, every system, every gland has got more energy. If it's got more energy, it will function at a more optimal level. Like if I have a rheostat on a fan, you know, an overhead fan, and I turn that knob, more electricity goes to the fan, it spins faster.
Gets mm-hmm.
to its optimal speed, right? If
yeah.
I turn it down, it comes down. Well, the fan doesn't change. It's just the amount of energy
mm-hmm.
that I'm giving it. Same thing with everything in our body. I give my body more energy by the glutathione ATP balance. Everything works better.
Yeah.
Everything will function better. But then if I get rid of the free radicals, the heavy metals, I sleep better. I get rid of inflammation and oxidative stress. My health has to improve. I have to feel better. The key is just you have to get enough in you long enough for you to overwhelm all those other things that are coming against your body. So glutathione is vital. It's a wonderful, awesome thing. And I'm happy to be involved with a with a company that can help people get that increasing in their body.
Mm-hmm. And if somebody just did the ATP, but they didn't do, you know, I'm talking about they bought from the store the energy drinks or whatever, they're going to possibly do damage to their body if they're an athlete?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, think about it. If you took something and you stuck it in the tailpipe of your car, uh-huh. and then you rev the engine really, really hard, where's all that exhaust going to go?
Mm.
It's going to back up into the engine. It's going to back up into the compartment of the car, and something's going to get damaged. Something eventually is going to happen, and that engine is going to seize up.
Mm.
If you don't have the balance, your cells eventually get too much exhaust, too much of the heat from the chemical reaction of burning ATP for fuel.
Okay.
And something bad's going to happen. That's just the way it is. That's why we have glutathione in our cells, to keep that from happening.
Okay. And the Max products don't actually have glutathione in them.
That's right. Yeah, and there's a good reason for that. You know, there's 100,000-plus research articles that show that glutathione is absolutely vital for your health. And explains many of the things I just said in very technical research terms.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things is, I could give you a 20-ounce glass of glutathione. Now, if you could get it down,
right.
It smells like rotten eggs. But if you could get it down, it would all be destroyed in your stomach by your stomach acid almost immediately, because it's just simple amino acid.
Okay.
So, for over 100 years, scientists have known that glutathione exists, that it's important, and of course, like I said, 100,000-some-odd research articles prove that. What they haven't been able to do is to figure out a way to get glutathione into your body so that it gets into all your cells and can do what we've just talked about. The problem is, I can put it in a cream, I can put it in a liquid, a powder, capsules, I can even take it intravenously. And it will not get into my cells. If I take it orally, it's just going to be destroyed in my gut. If I rub it in as a cream, it's just going to be localized, and it's not going to be able to get into the cells. Same with intravenous, because this is a crude way of putting it, but you need to think of the glutathione molecule as being just too big to fit through the little holes in the walls of the cells.
Okay.
It'd be like trying to put your fist through a buttonhole.
Uh-huh.
You can't do it. So it just can't get in there to do the work it needs to do. Now, there's been some research on intravenous glutathione, but as I've studied that, it only lasts for a few hours,
mm-hmm.
and then it's gone.
Uh-huh.
Because it never really gets into all the cells of the body. It's a very short-lived, and then you got to sit there for an hour while you got that thing in your arm and bumping in there, and then you can't do that every day.
And it doesn't make you produce your own glutathione.
Right. And the only way that you can get glutathione increasing in your body is for your cells to make it. Now, there's a couple of companies that are out there that, you know, I don't think the people are you know, have a bad thought in their head about what they're doing, but to me, it's dangerous. There's a couple products out there that one actually presses on a gene in your DNA and forces your body to make more glutathione. Another one puts pressure on specific points of the meridian system in your body and forces the body again to make glutathione. The problem with that, does the body make more glutathione? Sure. But the problem with that is it's robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Uh-huh.
It has to take the nutrients from my muscles or my organs or some other place or my bones to get the raw materials to then go make the glutathione. And here's the thing. Just sitting still, like there's some people listening right now, you're just sitting in your car, maybe you're sitting at home, you're just sitting still. 6% of your resting body energy is used to make glutathione, just sitting still.
Hmm.
But if you're working, if you're moving, you're using even more energy. Now you think about that, and how much material do your 70 trillion cells need to make glutathione 24 hours a day if you're not supplying it?
Yeah.
So if I'm pressing on something saying, hey, body, I don't care whether you like it or not, go make more glutathione, and it's going, okay, I got to go, you know, it's like me saying, Melanie, I want you to build a shed out back, you know, a two-story shed, but you've got to take all the materials from the house you live in. that doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
And that's kind of what it's like. And so you need to be very, very careful with products like that. What you want to do is you want to have something like Max Produces, which is what I love. It supplies the raw materials to the cells, which easily go into the cells. And then the cells know exactly what to do with it. They turn it into glutathione.
All right. Well, let's stop right there before we give them too much information and take a break, and then we'll come back and tell them some more particulars. Okay?
Great.
All right.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Do you have or know someone who has multiple sclerosis, Lyme disease, or any other chronic illness? Advanced Cell Training is a restorative, self-healing modality that I, Dr. Melanie, have had phenomenal results with, reducing physical symptoms I've had for over 20 years. This process can be done right in the comfort of your own home. Request their free DVD at AdvancedCellTraining.com. That's AdvancedCellTraining.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Dr. Bill Greenman is telling us why glutathione is so important to our bodies. Can you spell the word? G-L-U-T-A-T-H-I-O-N-E. Now you can go look up all the research articles on PubMed.gov. Let's hear what else he has to say. I'm back here with Dr. Greenman, and we're talking about glutathione and how the Max International Corporation has pharmaceutical-grade supplements that help the body to enable it to make glutathione. So before the break, we were talking about the raw materials our body to make the glutathione. So you want to say some more about that?
Sure. Yeah. And the best way to think about this is if you're going to make a cake, it doesn't matter what kind of cake you're going to make. It's going to have, you know, milk and sugar and flour and some food coloring, some other ingredients. You take that batter and you mix it up in a bowl. Well, it's not a cake yet. It's mm-hmm. just a bunch of ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
But when you stick it in the oven, the heat of the oven, and it's at a specific temperature for a specific amount of time, and you pull out a specific cake.
Right.
That's all that we're doing. We're supplying the raw materials, just like that cake batter, and it's going into the cells. And then the genius of the cells is that they know exactly what to do, how much heat and how long, and to make it into glutathione. And as I said, it's just simple amino acids. The center of that molecule is cysteine. And for many, many years, scientists knew that N-acetylcysteine, which is an artificial cysteine, actually could become glutathione in your cells. And it basically came from a denatured protein powder. The only problem with that is the increase was nominal, though it was there and it did have good effect. But there was no way to standardize how much someone would take. You might have to plug down, you know, glasses and glasses of this stuff in a powder, and some people couldn't take it because it was so much protein.
Oh.
So while it was good, and while N-acetylcysteine is something that does become glutathione, in fact, if you go to an emergency room in just about any hospital and say, do you have any N-acetylcysteine, they'll all say, well, yeah, we got lots of it. Well, why do they have lots of it? Because if someone comes in with a poison issue, that's the first thing they're going to give them. Why? Because if they know it will become glutathione, and they know glutathione will clean up the poison. It will mm-hmm. go after that free radicals of that poison. It's part of just poison control. So we've known about that for years, decades. But what happened with Max is they received the formulas that are standardized that anybody can take, even children can take, on up to whatever age, and know that they're going to get a specific amount of the right perfect nutrients in the right formula that the body will always make glutathione out of without having to slug down, you know, I don't know how many ounces of a protein powder or take an injection or whatever else. It's absolutely a wonderful thing.
So the only population that right now says to not take the product is those that are pregnant, not because there's anything wrong, but because they haven't studied it. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. The FDA has specific labels for our safety, which I agree with, that say, you know, not for pregnant women and not for children. Well, those are standards that have to be followed. However, it doesn't mean that there's anything in the product, in the formula, that's going to hurt them. They just say, look, if you haven't done studies specifically with pregnant and lactating women that show that this is okay, we want to protect that baby, and we want to protect the mother. However, we have hundreds, not thousands, of people who have gotten on the Max products, women who are pregnant and lactating, and it's absolutely no problem, because it's not a problem, is there anything that's going to hurt? Well, of course not. All that's going to happen is, these are nutrients that the body will turn into glutathione 100% of the time. And if I was a woman and I was making a baby, I would want that baby to have as much glutathione coursing through its veins as possible to protect it against all of the free radical nonsense it's going to get when it gets into the air, or even that it's getting from my body if I'm the mother. Mm-hmm. So there's no reason from a physical standpoint not to take the product. It's merely a requirement by the FDA that it be on there, because there's been no specific study. So it's safe. I've seen women give it to their newborn, take a little powder and put it in it. Now, the issue with children is, most children, I mean, you have your highest levels of glutathione early on. Nobody has more than a newborn baby per capita, you know, per cell. But we're exposed to so much junk, so much pollution, so many free radicals these days. I mean, just the immunizations alone, the things that are in that, the children get. I wouldn't want any of my children, my grandchildren, to be without this product. If it was a perfect world, they probably wouldn't need it. It's not a perfect world.
Right.
And so I'm excited that we're able to give something. You just open the capsule and sprinkle it on. Because, again, let me just address that. The reason that the thing is don't give it to small children is because it's a choking issue. The FDA said, look, we know kids can choke on these capsules, you know, so don't give it to them.
Right.
Well, we can open a capsule and sprinkle it on their food. It's not a problem.
Okay. Well, I know that the two researchers, Dr. Keller and Dr. Nagasawa, you told me before this interview, they never actually met.
No, they didn't. It's a fascinating story. You've got Dr. Keller, who about 16 years ago, maybe longer, he's a world-renowned scientist, top 2,000 scientists in the 21st century. He's been in the top 200 doctors in America for like 6-7 years running. Now, he's deceased a couple years ago, but just a wonderful man, was practicing physician, mostly with AIDS patients, cancer patients, and he was trying to find a way to give them a better quality of life, and he hit on glutathione. And found out, hey, there's no way to get it going in your body. So anyway, he says, you know what? I'm going to find a way. And he began to study for several years to try and figure out a formula. Never could get it done. I think he said he had about 18 different formulas he went through. And then one morning, he woke up and there was a formula in his head. He wrote the formula down. They created it. It worked perfectly. And he said from stages all over the world, in front of his peers and everyone else, I know I was no closer to this formula when I went to bed than I had been 5 years before. All I can say is I believe God gave it to me. Those are his words. So, and I got to tell you, that product is pretty amazing. So he spent 7 years researching it with his patients, doing double-blind placebo crossover studies that he paid for. And he made a presentation about his results to over 100,000 of his peers at different meetings. And it was always received with amazing, you know, accolades. In fact, he was asked to make the same presentation twice at one international meeting, which had never been done before, because it was so profound. Well, he comes to Stephen Scott. Stephen Scott is at that point he was the top infomercial producer of all time. People I've seen, I can name off all of them, but if they just go look up the Total Gym,
right.
Christy Brinkley and Chuck Norris, he handled all those. But so Dr. Keller was thinking, we got to get this to the masses. I can't just hang on to this for my patients. And he thought infomercials was the way to go. But Steve Scott, in his brilliance and his experience, said, no, we can't do supplements because there's nobody close by to take care of the people as they have questions and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to look for a different avenue, and they ended up with, direct sales, which makes sense, and it's been very successful. So that was great. Dr. Keller's number one request was, you have to keep the price where anybody can get a hold of this and use it. It's too important. And, of course, Steve Scott agreed and made them doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the amazing thing is that 25 years ago, about 10 years before Dr. Keller created his formula, Dr. Nagasawa, who's on the other side of the continent, came up with another formula, because he was hired by the Veterans Administration to figure out a way to help all of the veterans who had become alcoholics after going to war. And he began to study that. And of course, it's obviously a liver issue. He starts studying the liver, what's the best thing for that, and he found glutathione.
Mm-hmm.
Your liver cells make over 1,000 times more glutathione than any other cells in the body, because it's the waste dump. It's where all the processing goes on to get rid of waste, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Nagasawa comes up with a formula after years and years and years of research, and he creates a molecule called ribosine, which is just ribose, a natural sugar, and cysteine, which is the center of the glutathione molecule, pure cysteine, puts them together, and it immediately becomes glutathione in the body at a rate much higher than Dr. Keller's formula, because Dr. Keller's form of cysteine was N-acetylcysteine, because he didn't know there was anything else.
Uh-huh.
Well, Dr. Nagasawa had created that something else. So Dr. Nagasawa, his heart was, we have to get this discovery to anybody in the world. Third world, first world, doesn't matter. We've got to get it there. Well, he was offered hundreds of millions of dollars by big pharmaceutical companies for his technology, which he patented. Has over 38 patents on his discovery. And he said no, because you're just going to either charge people way too much or you're going to bury it. No. He waited 25 years for Max International to come along. And when he saw what Steve Scott was doing with Dr. Keller's formula, taking it to third world countries, keeping it inexpensive, he said, that's the people I want to work with. And he came to Steve and he said, I want you to take my formula. In fact, I want you to buy my company. I'll give you all the intellectual property, all of our research team, and we'll work with you from now on to get these products through the world. And that was done a few years ago, and now both formulas, two men in the same, within 10 years of each other, come up with two totally different formulas, and they both end up in the same company to take it to the world. Absolutely stunning.
And divine, yes. All right, it's time for us to take a break, and when we return, I want to tell the listening audience how they can get access to the products and how they can become a partner in building this business around the world.
Great.
All right, so let's come back. I'm going to, before we return with you, there will be a segment the audience will hear about a testimony of someone who's used this product, how it's helped her and her family.
So excellent.
Let's take a break and we'll come back.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you, or is someone you know, struggling with life? Do you know that your subconscious beliefs play a big role in the outcome of your hard work? We can help you to permanently change your beliefs that may not be in alignment with your goals. We care about getting you a return on your investment. We can help you reach your goals easily and quickly. Contact us at BeliefMantra.com. That's BeliefMantra.com.
What sets apart VoiceAmerica.tv from the other video content providers on the Internet? Choice and flexibility means that you can host your video content live or on demand on the main VoiceAmerica.tv channels through your own branded media player or your own private TV channel. We support multiple media formats, so all of your video content can be in one place. We offer a number of advertising and video packages. For more information, visit VoiceAmerica.tv. If you think you've seen online TV like this before, let us surprise you.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel at Voice America. Now we're going to hear the testimony of Mary Cavanaugh, the mother of an autistic child. She's going to tell us how the glutathione-enhancing products made by Max International Company have helped her daughter. Let's listen. I'm talking to Mary Cavanaugh today, who has a daughter who is diagnosed with autism. So at what age was your daughter diagnosed, Mary?
She was diagnosed actually at age 11, which is really late. And
yes.
She had carried the diagnosis of ADHD starting in second grade.
Okay. So what made them from second grade till she was 11 then determine it was autism and not, or additionally, the ADHD?
Well, what I did was she was having a lot of trouble with her state tests, and mm-hmm. she was flunking them, basically.
Oh.
And also, the teacher made a comment to me of, your daughter is just not in the classroom.
Uh-huh.
And that just spoke to me. And she was approaching sixth grade, and I just saw a lot of problems ahead of me if I didn't figure this out. And she also had started becoming, you know, having meltdowns and quite violent at times at home, not at school.
Mm-hmm.
So, and at that time she was seeing a psychologist. I mean, we were going through, you know, behavioral specialists. I mean, we saw many professionals.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to get a neuropsychological, actually.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And that is how we got the diagnosis.
Okay. And you say that low glutathione level is related to autism. Is that something you discovered in your own research, or is that something lab work showed, or how did you determine that?
No, when I started, because when she got the autism diagnosis, I wasn't satisfied with just accepting it. I wanted to know what it was and how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So I spent hours and hours on the internet, and I actually also went to a DAN conference, a Defeat Autism Now conference, in January 2008, and I got the connection with the research indicating mercury and autism.
Mm.
And so that started me on my journey. And there's a lot of sites online, different groups, and they would have research to back up what was going on with autism. But also, I would pay attention to different things like when the speech professional tested her because she was she had language deficits. She would say to me, "Well, your daughter's language deficits mimic a traumatic brain injury."
Hmm.
Or when she had the auditory processing test, I said, "Well, what causes?" Because she has auditory processing disorder.
Right.
What causes that? And they said, "Well, that has something to do with the myelin sheath, we think."
Uh-huh.
So as I was doing, you know, research, I just started making connections, and The one thing about glutathione, it was by Jill St. James, and she's a PhD at University of Arkansas. And she did a study, and it was by Marisol, neurotoxicity is associated with glutathione depletion. And then it has colon protection with glutathione precursors. And that was in the Neurotoxicology Journal, 2005, January.
Okay. So then did you get your daughter's glutathione level checked?
Well, we were seeing a chiropractor as well. Mm-hmm. And I remember the first visit when I was with the chiropractor, she said to me, she goes, well, we're going to try all these different things. And she said, and if it doesn't work, the last resort is going to be IV glutathione.
Hmm.
And I thought to myself, good luck on that, because I can't even get her to do a blood test.
Uh-huh.
So, and I couldn't get her to do an MRI either.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of laughed to myself. But, so I was also seeing at the time a vision processing specialist, because she had vision processing disorder.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really difficult to get her to those appointments sometimes, and at one point she refused to get in the car, and we drove an hour to go to this doctor. And I just got in the car myself in tears and drove to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I was that desperate.
Mm-hmm.
And he gave me a hair analysis test for heavy metal toxicity. And he said, I want you to do this test for your daughter.
Okay.
And that is when I realized that autism is heavy metal toxicity.
Ah, okay. So from that point to getting her on the Max products that help the body to produce the glutathione, how did you discover the Max products?
Okay, well, the next step I did was I went to a holistic pediatrician who I'd been there once before, and I called him up ahead of time, and because my daughter by this time was so tired of going to doctors,
sure.
It was very difficult to let her go, to get her going anywhere. So I said, I'm coming alone. Is that okay? And I walked in there, and I had gotten the test results back, and she was off the charts in copper, magnesium, and very high manganese. And I said to him, my daughter is sick. She has heavy metal toxicity. What do I do? And he said, you're right. She shouldn't have vaccines anymore. I am right now shadowing a doctor in Tampa. He knows more about this. I'm on the ground floor. This is who you need to go to.
Okay.
So this was a Defeat Autism Now doctor in Tampa. And I took her there, and he right away put her on transdermal glutathione,
mm-hmm.
which was a cream. And but before we did that, he actually told us to do Epsom salts for a week, and the reason that you have to do that is because you don't want your child to detox too fast.
Right.
So we did that, and it was, I mean, transformational. But my daughter, at the next appointment, which was a month later, she herself asked the doctor, is there anything else I can do? Because she was a preteen. These kids have no patience.
Right.
When you put the cream on, you have to wait 20 minutes to absorb in your skin. You know, at times when it's really cold, they don't even want to take their clothes off because of their sensitivity to temperature.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so she wanted a pill.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Dr. Berger said to her, yeah, you can, we have a product called Max DXL.
Uh-huh.
And then what he did was he said, well, you know, you just can't take too much glutathione, and the worst thing that can happen is diarrhea.
Uh-huh.
Well, as soon as he said that, she was no longer interested.
Oh.
However, my journey continued, because that very next morning I had planned to help a mother whose daughter got multiple sclerosis from taking Tamiflu tablets, and she knew I was always on the internet researching, and so I said, I'll come over and we'll see what we can find out. And I get there, and there is an email from a friend of hers talking about Max GXL.
Uh-huh.
And so we got on the phone with one of the leaders in the company, and there happened to be a meeting that very night, in Orlando, and I went because I knew I needed to find out more about this.
So how did you get your daughter to actually take the product then?
Oh, see, I just said she was going to take it.
Oh,
I said, we're going to do this. This is a lot easier. And also, I also learned that diarrhea is detoxing.
Yes, yes.
So that's detoxing.
Yes, yes.
So that's what you want your body to do.
And how long before you began to see improvement in her when she was taking the Max products?
Well, by that time, she had had the liposomal glutathione for about a month.
Okay.
So, so you know, she was well on her way to, you know, detoxing the way she should on an everyday basis. So, I mean, but I'll tell you, if she didn't take it, I would know.
Oh, yes.
LG.
Yes. Yes, definitely. So now she does it voluntarily.
Yeah, she, I don't even have to give it to her. She takes it herself.
And how old is she now?
She is 16.
Okay. So if people want to read research, they can go to PubMed and read about glutathione, and riboscine is the main, the proprietary blend that's in these Max products that makes it so we can produce the glutathione. But is there any special place you would recommend people go read up about autism as it relates to low glutathione?
Well, I think you can also just Google autism low glutathione and you'll find out things.
Okay.
Just from that, yeah. And I will also say that, you know, since we I joined the company in 2009, well, Max GXO was the first product. So they also came out with Max One, and that's got the riboscine, and that's the one that she takes. Because the Max One actually increases the energy levels for her much better.
Yes.
And that's what she prefers, and that's what we do. She takes Max One, and I take Celgevity.
Yeah, I started out on the Max One because at first I was so toxic I couldn't handle the Celgevity. But within a couple of months I was able to handle the Celgevity. And if I miss my afternoon dosage, I get the slumps. And I go, oh, yeah, I forgot to take my afternoon Celgevity. And then I do much better. So.
Wow. I know. It makes such a difference, the delivery system and the fact that it's intercellular.
Yeah.
I really think disease is happening inside the cell.
Oh, I agree. I agree. So if people want to contact you to find out more and autism parents want to understand, you know, how they could possibly try what you're trying. We're not going to promise it's going to work for them, but we can't make that claim. But they can contact you. So how would you like them to do that?
If they could just email me at max and the number 4 nettles at AOL.com.
Okay.
And then I can take them to my site.
All right.
From there.
That would be wonderful. Thank you, Mary, so much for willing to do this interview, and I'm hoping that many people will talk to you about this and have it help their child as well. So thank you.
Yeah, that's why I have the passion, and that's why I joined the company to begin with. So I'm really excited, and I think people are starting to understand what's happened.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
March is Social Worker Month, a time to remember social work heroes like Nobel Prize winner Jane Addams, Secretary of Labor Frances Perkins, and civil rights leaders Dorothy Height and Whitney Young. They all helped make this nation great. You can too. If you're a professional social worker, the National Association of Social Workers provides a unique network of your peers. If you're thinking about becoming a social worker, NASW resources can help you explore your options. Social work is the profession of hope. Do you have or know someone who has multiple sclerosis, Lyme disease, or any other chronic illness? Advanced cell training is a restorative self-healing modality that I, Dr. Melanie, have had phenomenal results with, reducing physical symptoms I've had for over 20 years. This process can be done right in the comfort of your own home. Request their free DVD at advancedcelltraining.com. That's advancedcelltraining.com.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to the Dr. Melanie Show with your host, Dr. Melanie Barton. To participate in our discussion this week, please call toll-free 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to drmelaniebarton@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to the Dr. Melanie Show on the Health and Wellness Channel of Voice America. Mary Cavanaugh, mother of an autistic daughter, helped us to know that Celgevity and Max One, made by the Max International Company, was helpful to her family. Do you know somebody who needs to hear this information? It will be archived by tomorrow, which will be July the 20th, so you can send the link to somebody who wasn't able to listen to the show right now. Now, Dr. Bill Greenman will come back on again and will tell us how to find out more about these products and even become an associate should you want to do that along with him and me. So let's hear it. We're back here with Dr. Greenman talking now for the listeners. If you're interested and you've heard something that has captured your curiosity and you want to try the product, or you're interested in becoming a business developer along with Dr. Greenman and me, then there are ways that you can do that. So, Dr. Greenman, tell them how they can access some information to read some more things about the company, about the product.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Glad to do that. Well, obviously, in this day and age, everything is online. If you have a computer and you can get into the Internet, you can access all the information necessary. There is a company website that's called, just very simply, max.com. Can't go much more simple than that. On there, you can look up all the products, all of their ingredients. You can look up what they do. There's a great interview on there under videos or audios and videos or resources. And it's by two doctors, a doctor, Don Colbert, good friend of mine, and also Dr. Harrington, discussing glutathione, what it does, giving some very specific studies, which are very intriguing, as to how the products work, the specific Max products work and that produce the glutathione. Also on there, you can learn everything you need to know about the company, the principals of the company, Stephen Scott and the other leaders in corporate. Just an excellent site to go and get all the information. Now, if you want to talk to me personally, I'll give you my email, and you can email me, and we can have conversation about any questions you might have. My email is very simple. It's just the word info, I-N-F-O, at purpose, P-U-R-P-O-S-E, then the numeral 3.com, info at purpose3.com. And just let me know what your question is. Now, when it comes to, I'll let Melanie give her information when I'm done here. But when it comes to the products, I got to tell you, I've been in the nutrition industry for over 35 years. Mm-hmm. I've looked at hundreds of companies, thousands of products. I have never seen a company go out of its way to make a product so affordable. Now, you can certainly pay retail, which I don't suggest anybody does because you don't have to. You can become what's called a preferred customer. Doesn't cost you anything to be that. And they'll give you the wholesale price, which is the same that any distributor would pay. But they also have another price called the loyalty price. Loyalty price simply says I promise to be on the product for 3 months, and you can just charge my credit card or my debit card each month. And so I'm going to be on it for 90 days. And you get another drop, about another 20% off the wholesale price. But then they go even one better than that. And that's called the friends and family. And what that means is if you get three of your friends or your family members to become preferred customers, now preferred customer means you're on auto ship. You're getting that product every month. You can change that whenever you want, add to it whenever you want. Same thing with the loyalty price. If you get three people who do that, then your product is free. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything better than free.
Right.
I mean, it's amazing to me. And again, I've been looking at this industry for a long, long time, never seen anything like this. So the products, obviously they speak for themselves. There's a 30-day money-back guarantee on the products, so there's no reason not to try it. And this is, it's working all over the world. We're in, not just the first world nations like the U.S. and Canada and Australia and New Zealand, but we're also in the Philippines. We're also in Colombia, South America. And in these areas, and we're going to other third world countries, in these areas, they're able to afford the product, even though they can't, you know, their income is so far below what ours is here in the United States. And maybe some of you are listening. I know you're in other countries. You understand what I mean. We have people in the Philippines who were making less than $1,500 a year who are now earning, you know, several five figures a month. And they started out selling one capsule at a time to their friends and their family.
Mm.
Took them a couple of years to get up there, but it happened. So the opportunity from the business side is so extraordinary because the product is extraordinary.
Right.
You have a product that produces glutathione like this, these products do, and it's quantifiable with blood tests if you want to do that. You have an extraordinary business because people take the product and it works.
Right.
And all of a sudden their inflammation goes down, their energy goes up, they sleep better, their toxic levels go down. I mean, their mental focus goes up. It's noticeable. You know, they gain some feeling, see the difference. I wish I could tell you all the testimonies. I know that, we're going to hear from some, but, the issue is the products work so the business works.
Right. And 40% of the profits of the company come from the customers.
Oh yeah. That's the amazing thing. This is another thing I've never seen in another company.
Mm-hmm.
42-43% of all sales are from preferred customers, not from people trying to build a business,
uh-huh,
but from preferred customers. That's unheard of in this industry. And I don't care what product you're selling, direct sales, that doesn't happen. But in this it does because nobody wants to do without those products.
Mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and repeat how they can get the information. They go to max.com to look at the company website. They can go to pubmed.gov to look up glutathione.
That's right.
And they can go to info@purpose3.com to reach you.
Right.
They can contact me through drmelanie.max4u.com, which is my website because I am an associate of Max because it's much for me. And that will take them directly to the website. If they want more information or they're interested in becoming an associate, they can contact Dr. Greenman, they can contact me, and I will guarantee you that either Dr. Greenman or I will personally communicate with you and work with you to develop this around the world.
That's right.
So
that's right.
We offer it to people because personally, for me and for you, it has done so much to improve our way of life. And my blood work doesn't lie. I didn't have normal blood work for about 7 years, and I do now.
Awesome.
Yes, yes. So I encourage people to share this show, this episode, with their friends and family and play it again and again. They can download it. They can make CDs of it. They can do it on their MP3 player. They can get it from iTunes. And share it with people because this is something everybody needs to hear. So thank you very much, Dr. Greenman, and let's let the listening audience contact us so we can start building this business together.
Yeah, well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you very much, and I hope you have a wonderful response. Well, it's time to wrap up today's show. We learned how our bodies need glutathione. To spell that again, it's GLUTATHIONE, and it gets depleted over time as we age, so we need to have that, and it's related to all chronic illnesses. So you can get more information about glutathione by going to pubmed.gov. You can contact Dr. Greenman at info@purpose3.com. You can contact the mom, Mary Cavanaugh, at max4metal@aol.com. You can contact me, drmelaniebarton@gmail.com, to have us answer questions for you and to see if these supplements might be beneficial to you. And we will personally work with you on that. So, I'm very grateful that you've listened today. Please share this with other people and go look at my most recent newsletter. So remember, to help yourself, help someone else. Goodbye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for the Dr. Melanie Show. Please join your host, Dr. Melanie Barton, again next Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. We'll see you next week for another great program.